Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord loves us. He loves us in a great way. In the name of Jesus, He loves us. He loves us so much. He sent Jesus, His only begotten Son, to redeem us back to Himself. The Lord cares about every aspect of your life. And the Lord wants to reveal Himself to you. When we ask people, talk to people about getting saved, they have no reference for it. We say you can live forever. God, you know, you'll be restored back to the Father. And they don't know what that means. They can't value it because they don't know Him. But the more you get to know the Lord, the more of a reference you'll have. When people throw away heaven, they throw away heaven like a pig would throw away diamonds or pearls. If you gave a pig a gold ring, he can't value that because it's not food. He can't wallow in it because it's not mud. So we're telling people that they can receive something they can't necessarily see. We tell people they'll live forever, but we die. We tell people that, you know, you won't go to hell, but they've never been there before. We tell people they'll go to heaven. Well, they hadn't seen it yet. But Jesus knew that what he was doing. Man got in trouble, and the Lord got us out of trouble through Christ. He already paid for your sin. He don't want you to continue to live in sin, and he paid a high cost for you not to be free from sin and to be restored back to the Father. Our relationship was interrupted when Adam ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It is real. The Genesis account is real. We are made in His image. We are made in His likeness. If you want to understand God, you have to look at Adam. Adam chose the way of truth. In Proverbs 8, wisdom is personified, saying that in the beginning of the Lord's way, He chose wisdom. In the beginning of His way, He chose wisdom. In the beginning of His, catch it now, in the beginning of His way, He chose wisdom. And God put Adam in a position that he had to choose to do right and reject what was wrong. The tree was not an evil tree. The tree represented everything that you're going to have to reject. If the Lord tells you something, you got to trust that he's for you. He know that if you take the wrong path in life, it's going to cost you more than you want to pay. And he'll say, don't do that, don't do this. Because it always ends up in a terrible disaster that you can't comprehend. And it's hard to get out of it. When you live a life of sin, it's hard to undo it. You're trapped by it. It takes away your appetite for what's right. And you'll have a taste for what's wrong. And you'll live trying to protect yourself all the time. And the world's closing in on you, and you're depressed. Some people commit suicide, never knowing that God loves them and cares about them, and paid the highest cost there is to redeem them. And then they go to a devil's hell. And then they wonder, why didn't nobody tell me? That's my job. That's what I'm doing now. Now listen, people say, well, you judging me because of my sin. Let me say this, because the Lord put this on my heart last week. Everybody's already judged. Everybody is already judged. We didn't become sinners. We were born in sin. We are sinners. We are born in it. But through Christ, we can be delivered from it. Now, if you stop doing wrong and don't get saved, you still got to go to hell. But if you believe on Jesus Christ, you've been transitioned into the kingdom of God. And God equipped you and gave you the ability to do what's right and live according to His perfect word. And He's going to help you by the Holy Spirit. That's why I always say the Lord is moving by His Spirit, making things plain for people that don't know and want to know. The Holy Spirit is mightily moving by His Spirit. And by the Holy Spirit, We can know God, and we can have a true and pure representation of Him. Now, I say these things because I've learned so much from the Holy Spirit by seeking Him. Now, I talk about some of the things that I've done. Those that listen to the broadcast, often you know that that's my favorite scripture, that when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. So I started asking the Lord questions. I grew up in church. I've been going to church all of my life. My dad and my parents were pastors. My dad was a Methodist pastor, and they really loved what they did. They worked regular jobs, blue-collar jobs. My dad worked at U.S. Pipe, and he had a hard job, and my mother was a school teacher, and she loved children. And they work all week, then they drive all the way to Utah, Alabama every weekend. I grew up. Dad always preached far away, so he preached in Altoona, Fort Payne, Manchuway, and then Utah most of my life. So I went to church all of my life. I've been around people at church all of my life. And I love church. I love people. Now, some people were more devoted than others. And we try to represent the Lord because He is good. When we Christians have the same problems as non-Christians. We all share the same types of problems. But the Holy Spirit always helped us. He helped me to understand how to come out of my troubles and understand the Father and realize the vastness of what Jesus did for us. People don't have a revelation of what sin is doing to you. And if you knew what sin was actually doing to you over time, you would want out of it. And it's not just about heaven and hell. It's about getting out of the condition of sin and having a thriving relationship with the Father God. Now, cold religion, you know, the enemy didn't know how to attack the church, so he uses lies. He always does, and he always did use lies. He had to come up with a way to slow the progress of the church down. So when he wanted to separate the people from what was making them strong. Now, men were motivated because men, people love their will, and they want to have control over people. They don't really care about what happens to you when you die. But Jesus does. And God does. Father God does. And His people who know the difference do. We have His peace. Peace is your relationship. Peace is fellowship with God. There's nothing like it. It don't exist in the world system. I was a sinner before I was a Christian. I grew up in church, just like I said, but I didn't get saved for myself till I was grown. Now, as we go forward in life, you know, when I used to get out of church, I used to hear conversations. Some people had devoted conversations about God, and you know, we chase our friends around. And some of the younger adults would talk about partying and stuff. You know, I heard so many different varied conversations after getting out of church on Sunday. But I said, if I get saved, I want to know that I obey God. I don't want to go back and forth. I thought that was ugly. I thought that was terrible to misrepresent God. And then I had to get my own mind right and find out, what do I want to do? How do I want to live? All these things had to be solved, just like with anybody else. But while I was a sinner, I could sin without conscience. I could sin and go to sleep, never thinking about where I was going if I died. I thought it was up to God. Though I had good parents that taught right, it wasn't their fault. And my cousin, I listened to him. He was my age. He was a Christian before me. He was 3 years older. And I looked up to him. And he told me about Jesus. And he explained where I could understand what Jesus came to do. And I wanted to know how to get saved in case I fell on my mini bike. I used to ride mini bikes and motorcycles. So I was about 10 or 11 when he taught me this. But I didn't get saved till I was 19. And I know the difference. There is if you really love God, there's a big difference. Now, I'm not talking about people who say they're Christians and they allow themselves to do whatever. They don't know either. But those who really love God, it's a big difference. And you have the peace of God. And it's wonderful. And I want everybody to know that kind of peace. It's not in the world. You don't have a reference for it if you never asked the Lord to save you before. Now, there's all types of sin. All sin will get you to hell. And you're already judged. Whether people, see, people are trying to pass legislation because they feel like, well, you're judging me because I live this lifestyle, the homosexual lifestyle, whatever. You are already judged. Sin is, you're already trapped by sin. Not just homosexuals, but fornicators, people that commit adultery, have sex before marriage, people who steal, people who lie, people who are in strife. You're trapped by the sin you love. You're trapped by the sin that you love. And even and some people, they want to get out of sin. They want to quit, get off drugs or quit selling drugs or whatever the sin is. They want to be free from it. But they can't see themselves becoming free from it. And they fear that they'll die that way. And they probably will unless they believe on Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way out of the condition you're already in. We were all born in it. If you're a good person and don't cause trouble, you try to be a blessing everywhere you go, but you never got saved, you're in the same trouble. You go to the same hell. God cannot take you to heaven unless you go through Christ. Understand, I'm not trying to be mean. I don't want anything from you. I don't want your money. See, some people say, well, you teach that because y'all preachers, that y'all just want the money. I don't want your money. This is big. I want your life. I want you to know God like I know Him. It's important. You're important. You're made in God's image. Don't ever forget that. And you cannot die like you think. Your body will die, but your spirit cannot die. Now, every day and every week, everywhere, all over the earth, people are dying, not knowing that Jesus paid their cost. If Jesus didn't pay your cost, you're going to pay your own cost for every sin you've ever done. And this will last forever, and you can't get saved. When you get to hell, you can't get saved. You can't come back. You don't get a reset, a do-over. You know, you play the video games. If your man die, you got another. You don't do that. When in hell, it's over with. When you believe, God cannot take you to heaven unless you believe on His Son. Everybody that go to heaven believe on Jesus Christ. Now, little children, they don't understand sin yet, and the Lord can work with them. But an adult that you heard about Jesus, you rejected Him, or somebody deceived you in life, nature tells the story of God too. Now, nevertheless, we're trying to get you out of the trap and spring it. Satan's trying to make it illegal to tell people about Jesus. How dirty is that? Not only does he rag your life, he wants to make it illegal for you to know him. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Everything on the website is free. This broadcast is on there now in real time, along with the writings on the Living Letters page. This is on the Audio 5 page, newlivingletters.com. It'll download to your device, and you go to your download section, and you can listen to it again. It'll be on your device as long as it works, and it's free. Now, when you go forward in life, the Lord will comfort you. Now, this is what I mean by that. When the world has closed in on you and you don't know what to do, the Holy Spirit will give you rapid wisdom. He'll give you wisdom right on the spot or over time. If you consult Him, He's there to do this. This is how you hear from the Lord. I like to make things plain because it works. Study the Word of God. Be faithful with what the Lord already said. And start with what Jesus taught. And then, like my pastor said last week, start with what Jesus taught, and then go back and read Genesis, because all the Word of God, my friend, points to Jesus Christ. All of it does. So get a firm hold on what Jesus taught when he became a man. Now, he spoke in the early chapters of the Gospels and throughout the Gospels. The Gospels is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are the gospel that talks about the time when Christ was, when he came. The law is what God used to prepare the nation for Christ to come through. So when you believe on Jesus Christ, you fulfill the law. The law in you, and when you live according to the love of God after you've believed on Jesus Christ, you fulfill the moral law. When you believe on Jesus Christ, you fulfill the ceremonial laws that you don't even know about. Now, when you study Revelation, Jesus addressed to the seven churches, that can heal every aspect of your life. And when you read what the Old Testament prophets, such as Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel, talked about, and others, they reference what Christ would do when he comes. And the work of the Holy Spirit is beautiful. Most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Nobody should have to live without it. When you ask the Lord to save you, my friend, he is not ashamed of you. He loves you. He loves you so much. He's not ashamed to call you his son because you believed on Jesus Christ. He's not ashamed to call you his daughter if you're a woman. And whatever sin you're in, you can walk away from it. If a man is married to a man and he gets saved, he can walk right out of that dead relationship. If a man gets saved and he's shacking up, then he can dissolve that problem. And sometimes you have to. There's a cost to walking God's route. You can't live in sin again. You have to leave it alone. That is true. He didn't save you to live to wallow in sin. We're not pigs. We're people. We're made in his image. And just like I said earlier, you are a spirit being. You cannot stop existing. Your body will die because Adam ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But your spirit can never die. Your spirit will continue to live on forever. There are people right now in the misery of hell. They wish they could disappear. They wish they didn't have to see the monsters and the spiders and everything that exists. There are people that the Lord has taken to hell and showed them the depths of it. I've been there myself. I saw people falling into it. I was above it. It's not a good place. You don't want to go. It is real. And I've seen a glimpse of heaven, and it's real. And the spirit world is more real than the natural world. The natural world came out of the spirit world. In the spirit world, you will exist forever, and you will be tortured forever, and that's no way to be. You were born also not just in sin, but into a vibrant war between God and Satan. Satan was just an angel that wanted to be something that he was not. And he was not like the most terrific angel God ever made. There are five classes of angels far above him. So there's many angels above him. He's more like Adam. He's more like a man. But they were smarter than we are. God gave them more knowledge than he gave us. We're made in God's image, which means we grow from glory to glory just like God did. The same way you have to learn, that's what God did a long time ago. The word calls him Ancient of Days. Now, I say these things because of the study and research that he helped me do. Now, your life is important. Don't walk away from Jesus Christ. The world is persuading people against Jesus Christ. A lot of nations have fallen. They're trying to make it illegal for people to be Christians, just like in the Muslim countries. Some Muslim countries will kill you if you become a Christian. Some families will disown you or have you killed or disinherit you. They'll take you out of their inheritance. There is a cost just for becoming a Christian. There are Jewish people. I heard about one this week. The man got saved. His dad put him in an insane asylum. An insane asylum. I've heard of other Jews. They made him lose his job. They disinherited him. He had to work for Muslims in a kitchen. And he had a prominent job with 20-something people under him. Why? Because that's what Satan wants. People who don't believe on Jesus are easily persuaded by the devil. Why do you think the politicians hate Christ? Some love him, some hate him. Why do you think people hate him? Why do you think they want, the enemy wants you dead? That's why. Why do you think all the nations in the world hate Israel? Because that's the nation that Christ came through. Even Jewish people hate Jesus. And the nations still hate Jesus. And they still hate they hate Israel. That's just why. Why don't they hate the Muslims? Because Satan started that religion. It's not biblical. It's not of God. And all the other religions, they're not of God either. They're works of men and demons. They try to ancestor worship from Africa, ancestor worship from Japan and China, and the Indians, the spirit worshipers. None of that stuff will not work. You can't go to heaven through that. Well, how do you know? Because the word said, Jesus is the way to heaven. He's the truth of God, and he's the life of God. And there is no life outside of Christ. That's just the way he made you in the first place. And he died for you. Nobody else died for you. And if they did, it wouldn't make no difference because they were sinners. All the other so-called demigods and people who said they were of God, they were dead people. They died, and they went to hell. Now, one man he died, and he was a Buddhist monk. He died, and he saw Muhammad in hell. He saw Buddha in hell. This was his testimony. And the Lord saved him, and he came back and wrote about it. And the Lord made it possible for people to learn these things through what you love so much, which is YouTube and Facebook. See, Jesus said, the prophet Joel said that in the last days, your young men will see visions, old men will dream dreams. And it can happen in reverse. Old men can see visions and young men can see dreams. And people all over the world are having the same kind of dreams and visions from the Holy Spirit. Some of them were not even Christian people. The Lord appeared to them and had mercy on them. There are so many people in Iran, Jesus is appearing to them himself. And they're getting saved by the thousands and millions. And I knew this would happen. There are people that God is working with. See, when the church went cold and didn't teach God's word properly, God didn't stop loving his people. He uses people who love him to represent him. That's just the way it is. Now, if you love the Lord your God and King, do his word. Jesus said, you're my friends if you do what I say. He's a friend to you, you be a friend to him. Do what he said, do. It works. You don't need man's approval to love God. And we all need to love God. We all need to do what's right. Doing what's right is a blessing for you. Doing the will of God is the perfect way to live. There's no reason to go out and do people evil. There's no reason for evil. It's not of God. So God didn't choose to go about doing evil, so we shouldn't either. You know, every person is very important to God, every soul. The Lord, I've seen it happen. The Lord, people that want to get saved, the Lord will. He'll give me dreams, vision, wake me up in the middle of the night so I can pray for people. He loves people. And I know people that I get concerned about. And they don't want to know God. He don't wake me up in the middle of the night for them. But when anybody comes to a point that they're serious and they want to know the Lord and they want to know the honest answers of the Word of God and they're sincere, then the Lord, he moves. And all kind of people come to that point. Rich people, poor people, people you know, people you don't. And if I know of them, the Lord will have me. I don't have to know them personally. They can be from Hollywood or something. and the Lord will wake me up and give me a dream about them and show me how to pray for them so that he can legally help them. People don't, they're missing out. They don't know the peace of God. They don't know what it's like to walk with him. You understand what I'm saying when the word says when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. In other words, you have access to all truth. I'm not talking about theories that men love so much. People, they make millions of dollars preaching their theories. They make millions of dollars selling religious books. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about real knowledge. And you know, I used to watch Ancient Aliens just to see the geography and what they come up. They're actually pushing idolatry. The things that, why do you think those places are vacant? Idolatry causes death. They don't know where the people went. Idolatry don't work. They have cities that's covered with jungle. In every continent of the world, it's left from ancient people that are gone. Their God, they didn't serve the true and living God. They served another one. They went with the lies of Satan, and now their remains are there. Their buildings are there. And it's real. The earth was inhabited before Adam. When we first met the earth, God had to destroy it. It had been devastated. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. What happened? Judgment happened. And it's going to happen again. But it won't happen after that. After that, it's going to be done. God, he's going to bring an end to sin. Jesus brought an end to sin. That was prophesied by Daniel. Now, if you believe Jesus, he's your escape. He's your reset. He's your salvation. His name means salvation. And God ordained it. He's the Savior that God ordained. All the other ones were saviors that men pumped up, men propped up, men and demons came up with. And they will cause you to lose the only soul you have. But if you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to live forever. And Jesus said, count up the cost. Because people will not like it when you get saved. Jesus talked about this. Some people who get saved, you know, your family might disown you. Your friends, your wife might leave, your husband may leave. People may stop coming around. All this is true, but it's worth it. Whatever leaves your life, remember, if you get saved, they may leave, but they may come back. They may see a difference in you and get saved. I don't know how it's going to work out, but at least you'll get to live forever and enjoy the company of God. Because Jesus did bridge the gap between God and man. And that's what it's all about. It's not walking around looking down on people. I'm trying to get people out of the same trouble that I was in myself. And Jesus got me out of it. And I know it's real. I'm not going to sit back and watch you go to hell without saying something. Because you're too important to God and to me. The Lord loves us. And that's just how it is. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He can continually give you his wonderful wisdom all day, every day, as much as you want and as much as you receive. And some of you, y'all, you love God so much, you're going to draw near to him, and he's going to draw near to you. He's going to draw near to you. So don't be surprised as that happens, because God cares about it. Every aspect of our life is important. He's going to make things known to you that you can't know on your own. And he's going to cause you to speak beyond your years. Beyond your years. As you trust him and speak the words that he gives you. Now, until next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.